You're listening to SBS News.
Health Minister Greg Hunt says there's been a sizeable drop in the growth rate for coronavirus infections. Mr. Hunt says they've dropped from around 30% to 9% on average. He's thanked Australians for complying with the social distancing measures.
The last 3 days have been approximately 9% on average. That's an achievement to which all Australians have contributed. And I want to say, in these most difficult of times, with these most difficult of measures that none of us had ever dreamt we would ever be involved in, you have risen to the occasion. To those Australians who are at home, to those Australians who are isolating or in quarantine, I want to say thank you. Your actions are making a difference and saving lives.
Slowing the infection rate is considered crucial to try to avoid what's happened in countries such as Spain and Italy, where demand for intensive care beds has overwhelmed hospitals. The federal government has struck a deal with the country's 657 private hospitals, which will see 34,000 private hospital beds being made available for use during the pandemic. It also frees up intensive care unit ventilators. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Nick Coatsworth says Australia aims to lift the number of intensive care beds with ventilators from 2,200 to more than 7,000.
With immediate expansion, repurposing of other ventilator machines, including anaesthetic machines, and use of the private sector, we can expand to 4,400. Our target capacity for ventilated intensive care beds in Australia currently stands at 7,500. We are working round the clock to procure ventilators.
Australia's Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer, Alison McMillan, says the agreement with the private hospitals ensures 57,000 nurses in the private sector have job security during the pandemic.
This is going to mean that we're going to have to ask them to be flexible about how they work and where they work, because the work that we're going to need them to do might require them to work in a public hospital or in an environment that they may not have worked in before. The training will be there, and we're partnering with, obviously, the states and territories to get those arrangements underway.
Chief Executive of the Australian Private Hospitals Association, Michael Roth, says the deal frees up vital resources.
We've heard the word unprecedented a lot this year, but this is absolutely unprecedented in terms of the integration of the capacity of the private hospital system, including those 57,000 nurses and the third of all intensive care beds into one health system to deal with this pandemic and respond to this pandemic.
Australia has recorded more than 4,400 cases of COVID-19, with 50 people in intensive care and around 20 people connected to ventilators. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.